All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. Now, I told you I'm going to miss the Democrat debates here in a couple of days. The reason being is I'm taking the kids off for a little bit of summer vacation. And I spend a lot of time with my kids. I talk about America. I talk about the things that I believe are right and wrong and things that they're being taught in school that, you know, may not line up with the facts. I do this a lot. But on vacation, man, you got a captive audience. You know, they can't go anywhere. They're stuck in the car with you for hours and you can, you know, prattle on about anything and tell them about things. And even if they roll their eyes and act like they're not paying attention, trust me, they are. They learn from these conversations. And my next guest is the smartest man in the world, Jeffrey Ford, the Vedic Eye Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year, the World Genius Directory, 2016 Genius of the Year in America, and a TED speaker, among so many other things, and a good friend of the program. We've known him for years now. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, and I wish you a great time with your children.
I hope so, too. We're going to go see the biggest tree in the world, something I've always wanted to do, and I'm going to take my kids to do it. So we're going to the People's Republic of California for a couple of days, but that's okay.
I'll be praying for you.
I appreciate that. But you say that summer vacation, man, this could be one of the most important experiences in a kid's life for a whole host of reasons. Tell me why.
Well, for one thing, there is so much going on in children's lives nowadays that parents oftentimes have no idea is even occurring. There's attacks on them knowing just basic things that we grew up knowing. We knew, for example, whether we were a boy or a girl. We knew about our country. We knew about our history. A lot of people do not know these things now. We take for granted the things that we know, that our children would know it too, but they truly don't. And summer vacation is a terrific time to teach our children these things.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, it makes me think when I was a kid growing up, my grandfather put out an American flag every day at sunrise and took it in at sunset. Unless there was heavy rain, he wouldn't do it. But I was taught a respect for America, a love for America, not because he talked about it a lot or, you know, pontificated, but just that simple act of putting out a flag to show respect for the country that he did every day. It's that sort of an education I think we're missing, Jeffrey, just the basic fundamental things. Hey, America's a great place. Everybody wants to come here. And yet our kids are told it's terrible, even though a million people a year will break in illegally just to be here. We need to teach the basics, don't we?
Yes, we really do. And it starts with the United States Constitution and our Bill of Rights. It's important that people know about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because our kids won't know what makes our country exceptional and unique in the world. For example, think about the First Amendment. People in Canada, Britain, Germany, France, throughout much of the Western world and all of the rest of the world, they can go to jail. They can be put to death for saying the wrong thing about the wrong topic. Not in America, because we have our First Amendment freedom of speech.
Yes.
But we don't know that if we're not taught that.
Well, here's the other thing about the First Amendment. It's there to protect things that you don't want to hear. It's not there to protect happy talk. This whole, you know, a lot of kids today, well, the First Amendment, I believe in it as long as nobody gets offended. The whole point is, kid, is so that you can be offended and nobody cares. You know, who are you to dictate to your neighbor what they're allowed to say or what religion they're allowed to practice or in what fashion? And people just don't like it. Well, right, but if it offends somebody, you know, we shouldn't, you know, so kids are just, so that these are the moments that I take to teach those exact lessons.
It's really sad that we live in a world now where when you teach this lesson about the First Amendment, you're also teaching them in a way to grow up because you have to be very, very immature not to be able to listen to an opposing point of view. And by teaching these things, it really does help them to appreciate America and it helps them to mature.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps them to mature, to understand. And I think that what you said here earlier about, you know, in other countries, go ahead and say what you want to say. They might kill you for it, but you can go ahead and say it, you know, and that's things that people just don't understand.
That's very true.
You know, so what are some of the lessons you think people, we got a couple of minutes here, Jeffrey. Give me some things besides the first moment, just, you know, the greatness of America. Just what things do you tell people? If you, I guess the elevator speech is what they call this all the time now. If you had 2 minutes to tell somebody about America, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's a land of opportunity. And no matter what anybody has told you, there are people climbing over each other to get into our country. They're risking their life to get into America. You can look in the MSU library, and you'll see so many people from Africa and from Asia who have come here, and they know that they can have a better life because they are here. But what do we have here? We have race hustlers, and we have a bunch of feminists telling women and people of color that these opportunities don't apply to them. And it's an absolute lie. There are no guards in front of the colleges barring women from admission to the science building. That does not happen. I have two female cousins who are engineers at NASA, another female cousin who's a veterinarian. America is full of opportunities for people, and it would be a shame for us to allow our children to grow up and not take advantage of the prosperity, the abundance, and all of the ways that they can contribute to our world.
Yeah, and The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, a movie I watched with my 14-year-old daughter recently. The reason I bring this to mind, not much time to touch it here, but teach your kids what a Nazi really is. Not what they say on TV about Donald Trump or Republicans, but what a Nazi actually is, so they can figure out for themselves that what they're being told is nonsense. Jeffrey Ford, you're brilliant. You always are. I greatly appreciate you being here. And my friend, will talk soon.
Sounds great.
There you have it. Jeffrey Ford, the Big IQ's Vita Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year, World Genius Directory, 2016 Genius of the Year in America. And the smartest guy in this program today, that's for damn sure. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.